Welcome to Intrepid Scoundrels, an actual play podcast of the Scum and Villainy RPG. I'm Jason, and I'll be your GM.
I'm John. I'll be playing Ezequiel De La Cruz, a rough-and-tumble scoundrel.
I'm Mark. I'm playing Duncan Brell, a.k.a. Game, your ship's mechanic.
I'm Scott. I'm playing Brylan Chencott, also called Bry or BC, a grizzled stitch.
I'm John R. I'm playing Wyndham Woosh Wu, the pilot of the Intrepid.
I'm Tim, and I'm playing Rail Card, the human mystic with a dark and mysterious past.
And now, on to the episode. And we're back with Intrepid Scoundrels. When last we met the crew of the Intrepid, we're given a seemingly normal transport job. Take some quick meals to a colony town, and alongside that, smuggle in a little bit of booze. But when they got there, they discovered that the owner of the saloon that they were bringing the booze to has been kidnapped and taken apart by some Trandoshan Hutt-ese crime family member. Well, as they stand out in the street of, Wiaco City, and decide their next move, will they be able to rescue Ratchet the droid bartender, or will they take their Rancor's blood liquor and sell it someplace else? Let's find out. So here you are. You were down on the street, sort of looking for ways into the back after you saw the Transocean sort of talk to the bartender, and saw that some electricity shock was happening just as before the lights came on. Whatever's going down is kind of going down right now. What do y'all want to be doing with this information?
Is it something we should care about? I mean, we could find another buyer.
I mean, I'm up to you all.
It's a someone being harmed. Well, it's a robot, still.
Yeah.
It's a droid. Yeah, people, too.
Droids are people, too.
Droids are people, too, my friend.
It's
you do get the sense, something that Tim said. You get the sense that, like, is anyone else in this town going to be able to can buy this liquor? It's kind of illicit. Incredibly alcoholic booze.
So yeah,
And we get to name our price if we help him.
Yeah, but is he going to have any money?
Well, we could loan him some.
Wait a minute, that's not how that works.
I don't think that's how business works.
Buy into the bar. I don't know. Well, you're out of so. I know you're out of money.
Yeah, I'm out of money.
And we're dealing with the huts. I mean, this is a hut representative. Is that going to be good for us or bad? Like, I mean, we can ingratiate ourselves, like getting good by bringing this. But do we want to do that?
How much are we going to be out if we don't make a sale here? I think that's the first question we have.
If you just fully cut and run and essentially do not get paid for this job, you have 2 cred, sort of like, as extrapolated as a sort of a generic thing.
Yeah.
But you need one cred will be spent on ship upkeep. You could not pay that, and after a couple non-ship upkeeps, things start to get a little rickety aboard the ship. But essentially, you know.
So we gotta sell this. Not much will happen. We gotta sell this somewhere, though.
You want that sweet, sweet cred, because the cred is good for making rerolls during downtime activities. Mm-hmm. And you want to just sort of stash a lot of it away. That's the whole point of the game, is to get as much cred as you can get, stash away so you can retire someplace nice.
Yeah. Got it.
And
got
rep. It's also rep.
And about getting rep. You'll get more rep. The more rep you get, more. Yeah.
If we pull this off, and like then we're basically sticking our finger in the hut eye. And the thing is I don't, you know, it'd be fun. Sure. I like to mess up a transition, but
it helps with the locals.
But then we're also in with the huts. I mean, we're
going to get in with the huts anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If they don't know if it was us, though, we've left the bar.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, by doing this, let's say we put Ratchet back in and everybody's happy, what's going to stop the next hut guy from coming in and doing the same?
Agree. Yeah.
Not our concern, then. That's the hut's concern.
True.
I mean, you'll get paid. If you get paid by Ratchet, or if he does that, you get a little bit of rep, and then someone else comes in and kicks him out of his bar, and it's maybe that's not your problem.
Yeah.
Later on. Well, but for now, it might be a problem.
Does he even have money?
They're probably taking it apart trying to find it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
Didn't think about that.
I mean, Zem is pretty trustworthy. Your contact who gave you this job to begin with and set up the deal. He most likely, somehow got the money to buy the, whatever, and passing, however that worked, however he got the booze. So, Ratchet might...
And Ratchet might even want off plan at this point. And so maybe you could make some money that way. We don't know.
Here's an idea. Maybe I could cobble together a sort of a listening device, like a parabolic microphone, to hear what's going on inside there.
We know what's going on inside.
And see what kind of questions he's asking, or if I can get some kind of information about what's going on inside there.
Tearing them apart, I don't think we have
time.
A lot of time.
Yeah.
Well, I thought you were working on one of those earlier.
Oh, sure. As a matter of fact, I was.
Fair enough.
It's been something I've been tinkering with for a little while now, just while we're in hyperspace.
It's just related to your gambling.
Not as far as you know.
All right, so this sounds a little bit like a flashback to be like, yes. I just finished making this thing before we got here, because I happen to be tinkering with stuff. That's great. We tell us a little bit about what it is that you're making and what bits about the ship you were using to do that.
So it's kind of a whisper mic. You point it at either a window or some a thinner barrier, and it'll pick up the vibrations. Mm-hmm. And translate those into whatever language is being spoken on the other side.
Okay. So I'm going to have you make a rig check on this.
Okay.
Just to see how well you did, how well it's working now that you have finished it. That particular flashback is not going to essentially cost you any stress. Sometimes a flashback might cost you stress if it were very complicated or involved. But I think you had plenty of time to do this on the hyperdrive routes, and you've been on the ship for a bit. So you can just make this check to see how well the mission it is. Again, I think it's still going to be risky. The risk here is that you're being maybe someone notices you doing something a little bit illicit more than. Okay. The risk in this. So this is a risky standard, though. And either way, I think it's going to have to be one of your loadouts.
Okay, that's
basically
fine.
Basically, a spike. Well, hold on a second. Let's all just take a moment here and remember that you have these loadouts, and one of the things you could choose always is spy gear.
Okay.
Nevertheless, I'm going to have you make this rig check to see how fine-tuned that particular bit of spy gear is. So this is less actually a flashback that you needed to have is just sort of like, oh, I had this with me all along. Now let me tinker with it to see how well I can make it, how well I can hear the stuff that's going on inside.
Okay.
Fair?
Yeah. And is there any way I can boost this? Is that how the gambits work?
That is how gambits work. If you spend a gambit, the gambits are a group resource. But if you spend one, you get a plus one die.
Does anybody mind if I use one of those?
We have four. I think at this point it's probably okay.
Okay.
Oops. I accidentally...
And so, this is not something where his... the failure thing...
No, the failure...
Only with
no, because that's money. Just sort of like he's out of money, He didn't bet the spy gear.
Harm.
All right. I'm just going to... Seeing how this mechanically how this roll works here.
I think there should be a button, something you can click on to add that.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Yeah, I'm seeing it. Plus one. Yeah, there we go. I think that works. And that is
Mark.
Three.
Damn. You're so bad at this game, Mark.
I...
He's got a problem. And we see that now.
I have a gambling problem.
Yes, the problem is not that you gamble too much.
He's not good with dice.
I'm not good with dice, yeah.
All right.
Okay, a three. A three is my high.
You, and that's a failure, unfortunately. So you're pointing the parabolic mic up at the window. You get essentially a load of feedback. Droid screamings and electricity just sort of like overwhelm you, and you sort of you stagger back a bit. And the rest of you are maybe, I assume all the rest of you are out on the street.
Yeah, I think so.
Not, you're all there? Okay. This, I'll tell you, his name is Lech, has peaked his, he's basically sort of now standing outside the front door of the saloon, staring at all of you, watching you basically point a microphone at the back of the saloon, where his boss works, right? So now, you're in a desperate situation as he begins cracking his massive knuckles as he comes lumbering toward the lot of you in the middle of the street.
Nothing to see here. Move along.
Oh, look. Maybe this one wants to be in our music video.
He's looming over most of you here, grunts out a bit of a, what are you doing?
Well, you know, we were trying to do a little bit of B-roll for our music video, and we do need a big, strong main character. I don't know if you know anybody around here that fit that description, though.
You don't look like no band.
Not a band. It's we're doing B-roll. We're not a band. We're doing some recording so they can input it in later.
I don't see no band around here, then.
There's no band here. We need a desert scenery.
You said music.
Yeah. But we're doing B-roll for it. You know what B-roll is? Have you been in a production before? So you shoot some background scenery, some stuff to kind of fill in as you're building the story. Then the music starts and the band. But we're not doing that part because that's got to be in a studio. It doesn't look like a studio here. We don't have a studio on planet. That's going to be back on the main homeworld.
He kind of now is stepping closer to you.
Okay.
Look to me like you're listening in.
No. We wouldn't do that.
I mean, is there something to hear?
It ain't polite to be listening in.
Well, here, you can try it.
I don't think that thing does what you think it's supposed to do. I don't know what you're talking about.
We'll turn this failure into a success.
Here, well, you, I mean, if someone wants to make a roll for me, if someone
you
wants
check
to
it out,
this big dummy.
Well, it's more of a, we know it's picking up all kinds of crap. it's all static and stuff.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, Scott, do you want to like roll? Something.
Oh, find a way that the signal will disrupt its brain frequency.
What?
No, I'm just playing on thing. Do a doctor thing.
I'm just playing on the fact that all he got was like a whole bunch of bursts of static and stuff. So,
the way I've been rolling, if we give it to him, it'll work.
Well, then he can tell us what's going to trick him. If you want to try to trick him. Anybody
sway.
To make this sway roll. Right. This is a desperate sway roll. But I will say standard. In fact, he's a pretty dumb guy. He might be easy to trick.
Okay, so...
You have a dot in sway.
I do have a dot.
If someone wants to spend a stress, they can sort of help you out. John, you were doing a lot of chat. You were doing a lot of the talking. Maybe you can help out the doc here.
Sure, I'll help out the doc.
Spend yourself a stress.
Okay, how do I do that? Just click on it?
You're just going to, click on one of them and you'll get a little red flag.
Oh, okay.
Stress.
I'm stressing.
You got plenty. any other? Yeah.
You want to use a gambit?
Yeah, do you want to use a gambit too? Scott?
This feels like an important role.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. That's another, that's three dice you got.
Okay.
Jeez.
And how do I do this?
So you just click on the word, the button. Yeah, the word. And you should show you that you have, you give you some options to add two extra dice to it.
Gotcha.
Don't make sure it's desperate, but standard effect. And because this is a desperate roll that you're making, you actually get 1 point of XP in your resolve.
Okay. What that means.
Well, when you fill that resolve bar up, you'll get an extra dot in one of those four resolve skills. So the more you use things in a desperate way, the better you get at them.
Hmm. Okay. That's how that works. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. So I think... Yeah, I think that's it then. So I hit roll, let's see what happens.
I can't... Ooh, a six.
Super success.
No, just a success. A super success would be two sixes.
Oh, okay.
It's a good success. It's a full success. No problems there. Scott, so what's Brian doing? Are you putting the headphones on this guy?
It's basically taking the thing from, because I see that Duncan is like, there's nothing on here. You can't hear anything. It's all static. I said, try it out. You can't hear anything that far away. It's too far.
He puts them on. He gives a quick listen. And then he takes him off and tosses
up. So what'd you learn? What'd you learn?
I don't know. That don't sound like no music to me.
No, we haven't added the music. I think he was just telling you that this person was just telling you.
Okay.
There's no music yet.
Yeah, no music yet.
If you can music, keep us in mind.
No music back in the saloon.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna keep my eye on y'all. And he just kind of grunts his way back and heads into the saloon. That's sort of out, but not necessarily. You can kind of the doors can only come down to like his chest area, so there's a space. You can kind of see outside, but not.
All right,
not necessarily still out there.
Back to filming. We don't actually have a camera.
No, we don't.
He didn't notice that.
Okay, well, my idea didn't pan out. Anybody else got anything?
Oh, was that an idea? I'm sorry, what?
What do you want to do next? At this point, the lights are on. You don't like seeing that constant light. It was because it was that sort of time between the twilight time and the streetlights coming on that flash was so obvious. I mean, you can kind of, if you're really looking, you can kind of see the occasional sort of spark, electrical spark in there, but it's not causing a ruckus elsewhere, in the rest of the street, up and down the street or anything like that.
I think a ruckus needs to be caused somewhere else.
Okay.
Yeah, that could work.
What's your plan for that?
I'm not good at ruckusing.
We need something big, some sort of explosion, something where a lot of people are going to be looking at it.
Okay.
If only we could rig something like that somewhere.
I could probably rig something up like that.
I don't know. You're not good at rigging anything now.
I know.
I mean, there is a possibility.
I'm sympathetic to your point of view, but really, I'm supposed to be good at this.
I know it might be cutting into our profits, but how flammable is that stuff?
Very.
No.
It's very alcoholic.
No.
That's cutting into our profits. Well,
it would be like throwing flaming money.
That's true.
Which does get attention.
It does.
Middle of nowhere. Got a spaceport.
Spaceport's got fuel.
Got some. I know. I don't think we need.
We don't want the whole thing going up, but.
No,
just a small bit somewhere.
We still need to leave.
Maybe a spill.
Yeah. What other buildings are there around here?
Yeah.
There's probably like a general store type of building, an old timey like barbershop, a funeral parlor, all sorts of things. If there's a small town, small Wild West town kind of places, right? You know, mm-hmm. Probably a machine shop for the vehicles that are coming in and out.
So there are vehicles parked outside these buildings too, though,
there's
right?
There's a few.
It's nice.
Like speeder types.
We don't want to cause damage to where we lose our profits, though.
No, but if a speeder were suddenly just to head off out into the desert and maybe somebody's led to believe that there was somebody on it stealing it.
Mm-hmm.
That could attract
some attention. I doubt if the bouncer's going after it, if that's what you're thinking.
It's his car the whole time. Huh? My car!
Could you rig one of the vehicles to crash into the front of the saloon?
Now we're doing more damage than we are making money.
But we're going up the back way to get in
and rescue
all them. The attention's in the front, and we're going in to take care of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we're going to do that, I want to have our ship ready to go really quick.
Yeah.
Because I don't know how.
Well, we still have to get the booze out of our ship and to the bar.
Yeah, that doesn't complete our thing. And having it wrecked and everything else then means they're not going to be worried about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I study the situation? Is that a thing? Or is that study is more for like looking at things with evidence and coming to conclusions from like a murder scene or something like that, right?
Maybe scrutinize the details. Like what kind of details are you hoping to find, basically, right? You're just kind of looking for something weird. The question is like, if you just want to...
No, I'm not just going to look. It's not a perception check.
It's not just a perception. You kind of have something in mind of what you want to do with that.
Yeah, we can't go too long because this...
Yeah, he won't last.
Ratchet's not doing too well.
Right.
We've been given that ticking time bomb. So it has to be something that we have immediately available that we can do pretty quickly.
Okay, we're looking for it, the idea is to try and draw him out with a distraction away from the place so we can sneak up, or
yes,
because he can see us all the way up if we try to skulk up.
Yes.
Yeah, but isn't the staircase on the back side?
Yeah, the staircase is on the back. So if you were to go up that staircase, you might not be seen. You might, there'd be a role for it for sure. Someone might spot you.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to go up that and just sort of like get in there and go into the door and see what happens. But obviously, there's probably that Trandoshan is probably up there along with Ratchet. Mm-hmm. Whether or not you care about that, maybe you can grab him, take him out. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's another thought is if we can get him down again out of that room.
I mean,
and then somebody else can get out upstairs, maybe, and rescue him.
Go in there, maybe either start a small bar brawl, or just try to get the bartender to have essentially the new proprietor of the place, right?
Right.
Maybe she can calm down, and then someone else can sneak up.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting at was. Having him come down for some reason or other.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody's really owes a lot of gambling debts and they need to.
Well, I mean, it's going to basically kind of maybe be a consort or a sway to sort of chat with the bartender and be like, oh, I really want to, I saw you were talking to the transition. You want to maybe bring him down? Yeah, I've got a business proposal for him or something like that. And then.
We just made a delivery. Maybe he has something that can go. He needs something going somewhere.
Things, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's fair. So
who's doing that? If you're going to do that, who's going to be there and who's going to do the sneaking up the back way?
I see someone that's torn.
I would be better to sneak up the back way.
I would probably be the best to sway.
Okay.
And I would sneak up the back way too.
Okay.
Because I think I have the best scrap.
Two for sneaking, and the other three of you are going to be back inside the bar chatting?
I'll stay in the bar.
Yeah, I mean, I've got skulk as well.
You can do a skulking if you want.
But I can also stay. I don't know. How much help would I be on a...
Well, we'll get into the group chat roles in just a moment. But let's do team inside the bar, which is going to be Zeke and Wyndham. You guys are going in there and just going to try to like chat with the bartender to get the Trandoshan to come down and chat with y'all, right?
Okay. Yeah, we'll be discussing our ship and how we generally, we're a transport. If they have anything they need special or anything that they're trying to move special, we'd be happy to help out the management here.
I see. Yeah, I'm really hinting at it. All right, give me that. Again, sway or consort.
I'm going to try sway.
I think this is still risky, though. Risky standard because, it might not work.
All right.
Might rouse some suspicions.
Yeah. So if I wanted to get an extra dice, I would have to spend more stress, right?
You would. Or you could also spend a gambit. Do you want... All right, we'll do this. Do you want a devil's bargain? You can have an extra die and... whether you succeed or fail, I'm going to tick this clock up by two, this sort of suspicious clock. This is sort of now sort of a general suspicions of the huts here on the planet and in space. You're sort of talking about your ship when in the, maybe in the earshot of the of Wretch, Lech, sorry, who heard you just saying you filmed music videos, so he might get a little suspicious.
I have the devil's own luck as well, though.
All right. What does that do for you?
I can expend my special armor to resist the consequences of blaster fire or to push myself when talking your way out of or running from trouble. So.
I see. You want to just call this talking your way into trouble?
I guess.
Instead of out of trouble.
And I can only use this one time? I'm not sure how this works.
Yes, a special armor is something you use once per job.
Okay. So I could wait until I got into trouble and then use a special armor to get out of it then.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Why don't I try that instead? So
just do the 2d6.
Yeah, but I'm gonna go ahead and stress a little bit.
All right, stress it up.
3d6. Okay. So I'm going to push my sway. You said it's... Risky standard.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to add a d6.
If it says push, you can add one for that.
Oh, I don't see a push yourself.
Just say how many.
Take two stress for one d6.
Yep.
Oh, I have to take another stress. I have to take two stress.
It's two stress to give yourself a d6. It's one stress to give someone else a d6.
Hmm. Hmm.
I mean, look, we can do this. John, Wyndham, maybe you take the stress and give Zeke an extra die.
It's too late. I just clicked on two stress, and it won't let me erase them, I don't think. no, it doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Fine, I got it. I'm doing it.
Okay. Oh, wow, you guys are just...
Now I don't feel so bad.
Well at all.
Two, huh?
I'm going to use my devil's own luck.
Okay, so this is the what happens is I'm going to give you sort of a complication, and normally you could take, most people take it, and something we haven't talked about is when I say, this happens to you, and you say, no, I don't want this to happen.
Okay.
You can resist it, basically.
Okay,
that will cause you stress, but you have your special armor to resist it. So you just sort of take that.
What's the complication you're going to give me?
What is that complication? That complication, I think, is that you're discussing what's going on with your ship. I'm going to I'm actually going to tick this clock three times.
Okay.
Oof.
I'm gonna go ahead and use my armor then. So.
Okay. Okay.
To not have a three ticks.
Yeah, we're not gonna. Then we'll. I think. This gets resisted all the way. Okay, so you're just sort of you're chatting with, you know, trying to talk to the bartender a little bit, and she's just like, yeah, the boss is very busy. He's not gonna have time to talk to you layabouts coming in here in the bar. He doesn't know who you are. He's doing fine transport wise. Gosh, her accent is all over the place.
Right. Shoot. Okay. I've done what I tried.
All right, let's go to team sneaking up the back way.
Okay.
There are group roles. And what this is someone is the leader, right? And but everyone will roll their skulk. Mm-hmm. And the best result out of all of those roles will be the result for the entire group. However, the leader takes one stress for each person who doesn't succeed at all. It gets a 1, 2, or 3. Okay? So that's at most you're going to take 3 stress from this, Mark, if everyone fails.
Okay.
If you're the leader, if you're the best skulker, for instance. It doesn't really matter who the best is. Just someone is the leader. Just basically has to be the one who can kind of take the most stress.
Okay.
And you're right. All pretty much that. So whoever's doing the sneaking, which I believe is Rail and Duncan and good old BC, mm-hmm. roll me a skulk roll. Risky okay, standard.
Who's the leader?
Mark, Marcus, are you the leader for this?
I'm fine with being the leader.
Okay, great.
Okay. So risky standard, right? Okay.
Yeah, skulk.
6.
Yeah. There you go. You're welcome.
Oh
jeez. And I'm right, taking a stress for each of you.
Stress, yes. But you've succeeded.
2 stress.
And you didn't spend a gambit on this roll, so the group gains a gambit as well.
So it was stressful trying to help us sneak. Skull.
Yeah, exactly. It's yeah. You know, you're not sure if when the metal is creaking, you're not sure, oh, maybe he hurt him, whatever. And you get up to the top and you get to the door, and, mm-hmm. and it doesn't appear to be locked or anything. You can kind of, you know, it's an old rickety door. You can kind of peek in and see that this Transocean is got kind of like a bit of welding gear on, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe the welding face masks on, and he is occasionally sort of like sparking away at this bartending droid again, sort of like circular body, multiple arms, kind of a head that is a little not misshapen, but just sort of not symmetrical, but all 100% droid, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a little bit of like a glass speaker over here on one side of his head, and he's clearly the Transition has clearly removed at least 2 of these limbs that are kind of sitting on the ground. And this sort of where you're at is a actually looks a little bit like a workshop that you're in, what you would expect a droid's bedroom to look like, right? Okay. There's no really actually a bed, but there's maybe like a charging station and some repair materials and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's where maybe this, you know, welding gun would be for doing repairs on himself. And the Transocean says, all right, Ratchet. I'm giving you one more chance. You give me you give me the transponder link, and you can, well, let me not walk out of here, but you can at least not be completely deactivated. And then he puts the helmet down, and he lights up the welder.
You guys gotta go.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Is the window open?
Yeah, the door. Yeah, is a window open or a door you can kind of like burst through, mm-hmm. basically, if you like.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking of something else.
Okay, what is it you want to?
I was going to use the Force and throw him out the and just throw him out the window.
Oh, I like it.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, yeah. You can just sort of.
That's way better than my plan.
Yeah.
Already.
Okay.
Let's take a look.
Why not?
Ability here. Why not do this? He's about to melt this robot that you've never met before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Defenestration seems to be the way. It is the way.
Yeah.
It is the way.
Okay. So I would like to. Can I spend a stress to give him a dice? I do have some attunement myself.
Sure. I like that idea. You kind of can sense, you're suddenly sense that the rail here, maybe you've never seen rail do this before, but you kind of get a little tingling in the back of your neck. Something's about to happen. And you kind of lend your own energy to whatever it is. Right.
Yeah, which is kind of what he was trying to sense when he was outside the ship. He's always looking for that, mm-hmm. that elusive way, the feeling of it.
All right. So
spend the stress.
You spend a stress, Scott. You're going to get an extra die. Tim, you're also going to need to spend two stress to push yourself to do this, right? This is going to be a scrap, but also you're pushing yourself, so you also get this extra die from pushing yourself. So you're going to be rolling your scrap, I think.
What? He's not going to use a tune?
Oh, you could use a tune. You could use a tune, of course.
Why don't we use a tune?
Use a tune.
And then...
And you're getting two extra dice for this.
Oh, I'm getting...
You one from yourself and one from Scott.
And you could use a gambit.
And you can use a gambit if you want.
If you want.
If you want.
But if you don't, then we gain another gambit, right?
If you get a
only if he rolls a six. Only if he rolls a six.
Yeah. So I get four dice for this?
You're doing this at four dice right now.
Okay.
Unless you want more stuff.
Unless you want another one, just to be sure.
Yeah.
It is
We could do a gambit. I mean,
all right.
Then we're very much assured.
I think we're okay with four.
Are we thinking, okay, we're okay with four.
We're not going to spend it? Okay, four it is.
All right. All right.
We got three gambits left.
We have three, right? Yeah.
We have three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, three, yeah.
Okay. But if you get a six, we can get another one, but it doesn't, whatever.
So this is risky and standard? Or risky?
I think this is risky. You know, this is risky great effect because you're using the force on this guy.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you do you.
If
you want
you
a gambit,
succeed,
go
it's going to go well.
We should do gambit.
All right.
All right, gambit it up. Gambit.
Yeah, use it. That's what it's there for.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go.
See it, and it goes window well.
A bunch of fives, I see.
Fives. Well, double fives, right?
Triple fives.
No, it's not.
Only double sixes, exactly.
Okay. We almost had Yahtzee, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. You reach out and kind of yank him towards the door, the window that he's near, and he goes flying out. There's a the window shat. Let's say the window was not open, but he goes through it. Crash. Tumbling to the ground. I think that, what the heck? What's going to happen here is that in that process, you weren't sure the window wasn't open. It's when you grab him and pull him out, the welding torch kind of comes a bit flying with him and essentially hits you as you you haven't used the force in a little bit, you're a little bit rusty, it was a little bit uncontrolled this pull because you were acting quite fast. And you take because this was risky, you're gonna take a level 2 harm plasma welder burn.
Okay,
that's gonna make a nice scar. I wish we had a stitch around.
I'm too busy trying to figure out why the gravity is suddenly different again. It feels like this place.
He comes crashing on the way, and he lands on the ground, and he probably, it looks like he'd been knocked unconscious. That's a little bit of a, it was a bit loud though too. And there's a even in the bar, it's a little bit of what was that? I'm not sure you heard something because there's music playing and people chatting and drinking and whatnot. It was a little bit of a distant shadow. But on the street, it's pretty clearly something has happened and people are kind of looking in, poking their heads in. Mm-hmm. I think we're still with the people upstairs. So what do we want to do next? The droids kind of surprised and turning as much as they can. They look like they were kind of strapped down to a gurney of some kind and says, oh, my. Who are you?
Ratchet, I presume.
Oh, yes.
Good to meet you, and
this
was not what we expected.
Oh, you're here with my Rancor's blood.
But first.
Yes.
Well, I must say that I'm quite pleased that you've come and rescued me.
Well, yeah, so how is it just him that assaulted you? Give us a quick... Elevator speech here.
Oh, yes. Well, he found out of a bit of a secret that I had. And, strapped me to this gurney and took over my bar in the meantime. Mm-hmm. Him, his Twi'lek friend, and that beast of an ape.
Well, we better think real quick as to how to get out of this, because they're still down there, and he's only unconscious. Mm. And you're strapped to a chair. Let's start unstrapping him and see if we can patch him up. I'm going to see if I can catch up.
Yeah, but between
Rail as well.
All right. Yep. Give me a doctor check, and Mark, give me a rig check. You got to maybe attach his limbs to him. Both of these are still risky because you were doing it very fast. You know, you want to do this pretty fast.
Okay.
All right. I think a doctor check doesn't really, does that get rid of things?
What we'll do is, what is your ability is to?
I can do, I can do patch. So I just posted it.
Okay. So I'm rolling a rig. Here it goes.
Basically, they'll ignore it for the rest of the job.
Okay.
5 on my rig.
Great. I think you get one of his arms back on, essentially. Okay. But he's still got two others that were already attached. And he's just kind of looking, oh, no, don't worry about this so much. I'll get it reattached later. But he does take it with him.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rail, I'm going to try and see if I can get you going, or at least stay in. I think the rules on that one are.
I think that's if it even it doesn't. It's just enough of a success, right?
Yeah, 4.
That one I don't quite remember. There's more in the book.
Yeah, I don't have. Unfortunately, don't have
the book. I think there's a little more description in the book. A successful roll. It's still a success. All right. What we're going to say is that instead of it acting as a level 2 harm, it's going to act as a level 1 harm.
Okay.
Instead of ignoring it completely, which is what a normal success would do, you're going to act it as a sort of, you don't keep it as a level 2 harm because it's not fully healed, but sort of if it comes up, it's more of a lesser effect.
Okay, so the only way I can do the whole thing is if I get a 6?
Yeah, you need to get a full success. Otherwise, you know, otherwise you get a partial success. Mm-hmm. I think that's the way it's going to work. Or if I decide that basically I sort of gave you reduced effect. That's your
right.
Your
it's like cost, that's the cost of.
If for whatever reason I thought it was more interesting to say, oh, you do it, you succeed, and he ignores level 2 harm, but you're also in a desperate situation because you took too long. That might be another way that I adjudicate that kind of a role. But I think for now we'll just count it as a lesser. Lesser one.
Sounds good. It's the best I can do right now in this situation.
Yeah, it's quick. You're just kind of like
the tools at hand are all for droids, so I'm not sure.
Maybe you've got to, you know, again, sort of.
I welded your arm back together. Fine, right?
Ratchet says, well, I hate to leave the bar behind, but I think we can still do something with these with this liquor, my friends, if you are amenable.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you want out, that's probably the easiest solution.
Well, I've put so much time and energy into this bar. If there's any way you could chase him off.
That puts us position of, I mean, he's with the Hutts, right?
Yes.
Then how do we...
Continue. Again, it's the, you know, it I would be appreciative if you could, but it's not vital to the
if there's a way.
Job that you've been paid to do, you will be paid to do. You see, I have
any blackmail options?
Oh, you want to blackmail him to leave?
Yeah.
You got anything on him?
You know anything about him?
I did overhear that he's not quite here on 100% on the up and up, so to speak. I think he's a bit of an unauthorized acquisition of my establishment.
He's using their name.
He never actually said anything about being to anybody.
Okay.
But he just kind of has, he's got that. Well, yeah, he's, basically, because he's, I'm sure he works for the cartels, but I think this is a bit of a, he's gone a bit maverick.
It's a side job.
Off the books.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. This is why he's so eager to get my secret out of me.
You have a secret? Give me the welder.
No.
I was gonna help fix you. Okay.
No,
I'm a doctor, not a welder.
Oh, that's good.
All right. So, we're keeping him alive. Is that what you're telling me?
Well,
there's other people about there. We can't
do what you will. If you wish to, if you're going to murder all three of them, I'm not going to stop you.
That would probably bring things down even harder. Us.
If we convince him to leave, though, he takes the bouncer and the bartender with him, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah,
well, they do work
that
for
him. That would be better.
Yeah.
Maybe you know what we should do: grab him and bring him up here and strap him to this gurney. Give him a taste of his own medicine.
I don't think you can use a welder on him like he does on you.
Well, I bet you could.
Well, I mean, yeah. That would be pretty effective, actually.
It's more permanent with him.
A little quick session.
I think the crowd in the street is...
Yeah, we need to...
Yes. There's also the crowd in the street kind of poking their heads up. What's happening? Someone is now... You're kind of looking a little bit after you've done some duck. There's a couple people who've gone over to the Transocean and looking over his form on the ground and going like, oh, are you all right? You're right there?
So maybe I should go attend to...
A little bit.
We should the doctor. Go out and let's get him out. Let's just take him. Let's take him and bind him up somewhere and...
Well, we'll bring him up. Bring him up here.
Well,
yeah, we could strap him down.
Because that's where he would belong. These people would not question that. He's fallen out the window.
But if their boss disappears.
Do you want to disappear him or are you going to keep him in the saloon?
I'm playing devil's advocate here.
We've got something against them. We've got something to use against him.
Okay.
If he doesn't bite on that. Then he can bite on something else.
All right. So you go down and you sort of like shoo the people away a bit and bring him back up.
It's all right. It's all right. I'm a doctor.
Okay.
Maybe we should get the rest of our folks up here too.
Well, meanwhile, down in the bar, again, it's just sort of seemed like not much is happening. There was enough of a commotion in the street that the bouncer is kind of, again, looking out and looking up and down the street and he looks like he's the two of you at the bar and look like you see him looking.
Hey, what are you doing over there? You're cheating. I'm gonna start
and turns and look. Are you gonna between the two of you?
No, I'm gonna card table. I'm gonna say, look at those, and I'm gonna pull up these dice that they're using.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm gonna say, clearly these are loaded dice. And as I do that, I'm going to pull out the set of loaded dice I have and say, look, watch this. And I'll roll them to show that they're loaded.
Okay.
This guy's been cheating this whole time.
I'm going to say, I think you're going to need a roll. You're going to cause a commotion, basically.
Yes,
right?
I am.
Again, you know, sway, maybe a consort.
Sway is all I got. All
right. I'll help you with that. I want to lean into that.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
I'll take the stress.
All right.
I think, it's still risky standard.
Risky standard. All right. Here we go. We're going to try. We're going to hope for the best.
Oh, look at that. Okay.
Six. We get another gambit.
And a gambit comes up. All right. So you, the guys, what do you mean? I ain't been cheating. No, this guy said you had some. Got him roll. And the gamblers are beginning to sort of scuffle amongst themselves for sure. And then the Lech kind of comes out and he kind of come over and says, no fighting in here. And is beginning to sort of break, you know, trying to break them up a little bit. So
as they're doing that, me and my compatriot are going to slip out and go with the other rest of the team.
Okay, you slip out the back and then head to the head to of the stairs. Of the basically, yeah. Notice that there's a crowd forming. They must have done something.
Yeah.
And so you and the crowd is dispersing, and you sort of make your way up. So all of you are in the back room, the back sort of apartments. You've got the Transocean. He's unconscious, and you've got Ratchet, who is. You know, basically fine at this point. Minus one limb, right? Essentially, and probably some welding scars, whatever. But he's conscious and fine. And so, what are you all going to do next?
Well,
and maybe you want to inform the other two that of what's going on.
Yeah.
So, okay. So let's talk a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, okay. So you're saying that he's really not supposed to be here.
That's what I overheard.
Interesting. Well, you know, because we're coming out here in hut space,
mm-hmm.
I did bring some documentation to show that we were working for a pretty high up hut family. I have these forged documents.
Clever.
Reasonably well-made facsimiles of documents that would never actually be given to someone like me, but I have them.
That's the scoundrel way.
Because I thought we might have to talk our way past a blockade or something.
Fair enough.
But yeah. I think we might be able to use these to say that we were actually sent here because
investigating.
Somebody higher up heard there might be something going on.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
And now that we find out what it's about, we're either going to have to turn him in to the huts or maybe be persuaded to let him go on his way.
Okay.
He might even bribe us to let him go.
Yes. That's what I meant. You guys, you're too blunt with your stuff.
I thought we were going to go, you were going to go turn him in or turn him inside out.
No. What? No, that's...
I'm going to do that.
So that's right. What I'm thinking. But I'm going to need a little bit of help here to sell it.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you need? How can we help you?
Got to look convincing and menacing and much more like huts than you do.
So, like, or that you work for huts.
Yeah, is that just like, an outfit change or?
Well, as a matter of fact, for me, I'm going to go ahead and pull out my fine, well-made coat. Mm-hmm. To show that I'm not clearly just a scoundrel, but could be a somebody of status.
Could be somebody else.
So that is one of my load.
Fair enough.
My other things are zero load.
Fair enough. Yeah, papers and whatnot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Do you wake him, basically sort of like slap him awake?
Yes. Yeah. He'll be strapped on the gurney, and we'll slap him awake and say, and I'll basically say, do you know how much trouble you're in?
What are you talking
about?
Do
you know how much trouble you're in?
What do you mean?
Well, and I'll mention some higher up. Was hearing some rumors about somebody coming in here off the books.
Oh. What?
And I believe that's someone was you.
You don't understand. You don't understand.
Well, I don't think I need to understand.
Oh, this here droid.
Well, you know what? That's for the huts to deal with, whatever it is with this droid and this establishment. You coming in and kind of taking your own cut is not going to set, you know how they deal with folks.
I weren't going to be taking my own cut. This is all for
yeah, for I'm sure.
Business.
And why did they not know that you were here? Why did you not formally go up the chain of command to get approval for doing this? No,
it's tough out there.
It is.
Trying to make a name for myself.
Well, I think you've made the wrong name.
Oh.
So.
All right.
I'm going to give you a choice.
Okay.
We can maybe forget about this whole thing, or we can do this the hard way.
And I draw my sword.
Ooh, there you go. That's good. So. He's also nice like, kind of like, what? Anyway, who threw me out the, which one of you threw me out the window?
That was, you know, gravity. What? This place has weird gravity.
I don't know about that. All right. So you want to,
I want to do a sway and I want to get some help and I want to use a gambit.
All right. You can definitely use a gambit for sure. Tim, you drew your sword. You want to spend a stress to basically
sure.
take a stress and give plus one.
Is that kind of one per? Now,
That's it, though. Only one person can help.
Okay.
Putting up to four, I believe, right?
All right. We'll give it a go. And this is, what is this, risky, desperate?
I think this is, this doesn't feel that, you guys are in kind of a control, so it's risky standard. Yeah.
All right.
Not just sort of flashing.
All right. Oh, it's we got a six.
A six.
Awesome.
No. All right. Like, I'll take my crew and we'll get on out of here. Get on out of your hair and you can deal with this droid.
For sure. We will. I'm sure the Hutts will want to know what's going on here, but on their terms.
All right. Well, you should know. And you let me go. I swear I'll take off, but you should know. I think this here droid has got himself some Imperial connections.
Mm.
And the droid is like, just kind of like, well.
All right. Well, that changes the equation a little bit. I'm going to make a special note of that. I'll take a little piece of paper or, you know, a little data pad. And
start. Fair enough.
All right. And I've double checked your transponder. I'm going to put it in the system. I'm just going to make sure that spaceport captain sees you off appropriately and you're headed in the right direction. So I'm going to be monitoring you.
All right, well, I'll get out of here immediately. I don't want to.
All right, skedaddle, go. Go, we're done.
Let him out. He goes, grabs the bouncer and the barkeep, and they head off.
All right.
Okay.
So I think we're going to, and now Ratchet's like, well, oh gosh, I have my ball back. Thank you so much. I think we can discuss this, maybe a little bit, why I purchased this Rancor blood in the first place. But I think I need to go down and attend to my clientele. And I'll make sure that you get paid immediately.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yes. So well, that's where we'll wrap it up here. Next time when we meet, we'll do the downtime stuff. We'll talk about how you're getting paid, you know, what you get paid and how much you get paid and your rep and any heat you might take and that sort of stuff and any complications that might arise from this particular job. And then we'll see, what happens maybe with this droid and whether or not he does, in fact, have some Imperial connections.
Excellent. Okay. Excellent. Wow. Cool.